right. Now that we're in 2010, trying to leave behind a pretty miserable 2009, we have to wonder what lies ahead in terms of our financial future. A continuation of this great recession, or will we see sunnier skies? Well, since I'm no financial expert, I decided to spare you guys my long introduction. And I brought in Anthony Randazzo from Reason.com to give me his forecast. Anthony, thanks for joining me. So, I mean, what can we expect from 2010? Is it better or worse than 2009?
Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be better than 2009. I think 2010, the first half of the year, we're going to see some of the growth that we appear to have toward the end of 2009. But by the end of this year, it's all going to decline because all this supposed growth that we're seeing right now, GDP growth or trends downward in unemployment, I'm actually calling the faux recovery because I think it's completely supported by government spending and loose monetary policy that eventually is going to have to go away and eventually is going to go away, and the real recovery is going to have to start taking place at the end of this year. So it's not going to be a great year.
So a faux recovery, does that mean that people, their spirits are going to be up, they might start spending again, and then we're facing an even bigger crash at some point in the middle of the year? I mean, what do you exactly mean by that?
There's a potential for that. I mean, the first problem here is that you've got economists that predict things all the time and are frequently wrong. And you know, we could probably sit here next year and say, or look back at, you know, all sorts of predictions and say how wrong I am. There's a potential for happening is either A, just the economy just sort of flatlining out towards the end of this year, or even worse, taking a big dip. And what it really depends on is what is the Federal Reserve going to do and what is the Obama government going to do? They have a budget that's going to be coming out in February. Is that going to be increasing spending or is it going to be cutting spending? Is the Treasury Department going to start holding back on issuing Treasury bills? Is the Federal Reserve going to raise interest rates? A lot of that has to do with, a lot of that's going to impact whether or not the economy dips down again at the end of this year or kind of flatlines.
Okay, so if the Fed does indeed increase their interest rates, if the government puts out a budget saying that, you know what, we really need to rake in this spending, our deficit, our national debt, everything is just through the roof. Are those the key factors? I mean, what will make the perfect combination to really help it?
Right, that's a big part. But a key thing to look at is going to be what's going to happen with housing. So housing is important because, A, it's impacting everybody's lives, and it impacts the banks in a huge way. So as long as housing prices remain low, as long as foreclosure rates continue to rise, and we're going to see more and more people like continuing throughout 2010, it was all throughout 2009, going into 2010, defaults are going to continue all the way through the end of the year. As long as that stuff continues, banks are going to continue to struggle. As long as banks continue to struggle, you don't have as much credit in the system. As long as you don't have a lot of credit in the system, manufacturing plants and small businesses don't have cash to hire like employees. So that's a huge part to like looking at what's going to happen in 2010 is what's going to happen with housing, because it's going to impact the rest of the economy.
Do you think more people are going to start investing in Kenyan real estate?
No. I don't think that's probably that wise. I think that's potentially a little bit of a bubble. You can call it the pirate bubble if you want.
The pirate bubble. I like that. I'm just joking. But, you know, you also think that if the government puts more regulations on Wall Street, that that's going to hurt the economy.
And the wrong regulations. If they put the wrong regulations.
Okay, what do you mean by the wrong regulations? Because, you know, I mean, we say, what are they going to do in the next year? Well, our banks, might they continue to struggle, but might they also continue to give you know, themselves billion-dollar bonuses at the end of the year as well?
They might, actually, if the right regulations are not put into place. I don't think that we should pull back a whole bunch of regulations. I don't think that the process of financial reform is a bad thing. What I do think is that a lot of the rules that are being talked about in Congress right now are going to actually, they're going to call the banks too big to fail, like literally. We are going to put in place a regulatory apparatus that is going to continue the problems that we've had before. So if we don't have the right regulations in place, what's going to happen is the banks are going to continue to give themselves big bonuses because they realize that if they go down, the government's going to be there to save them. So the current bills that are being discussed in the Senate and that passed the House, if those go through, what I think we'll continue to see is banks taking huge risks and banks not lending out to the American people because they don't have to. They've got the U.S. government there to back them up.
Well, it seems so far like the banks have been able to just work around every single law that Congress has been passing, too, right. Even with this Credit Card Act. They say, okay, fine, we'll just, you know, throw a million new fees at you, no problem. What do you see for unemployment happening? I mean, yeah. Are we going to stay around 10%? Are jobs going to be created?
Right. Well, I think what is going to happen with unemployment is it's going to it's going to sort of track with whatever happens with credit. So if more credit is available to small businesses and manufacturing plants, you might see a trend downward in unemployment. To just make a ballpark call sort of here at the beginning of 2010, my prediction is that it's going to stay relatively high, around 10%, maybe dip down to 9.8, maybe go up to about, could go up to 10.5 or something like that.
Wow.
It's going to stay in there through the first half of the year. And then by the end of this year, I think that's when unemployment's really going to start to trend down. Going into 2011, I think that's when we're going to start to see some ease in the unemployment numbers as a lot of this stuff just gets worked out over time.
Right, when it's already too late for the November 2010 elections, right?
Probably.
Really quickly, we have 30 seconds. What do you see, you know, on an international front for the dollar, is the reserve currency for gold? What do you
think? I think gold right now is trending up, and it looks like it has no sign of stopping. It's probably just going to continue to soar until a lot of this other stuff gets sorted out. The dollar is no one's really going to know what's going to happen with the dollar until we get things sorted out with housing, until the banks start to get some stability, until Wall Street rules actually do get passed through Congress. Whether or not they're good, something has to get passed. And once we start to see some stability, you'll probably start to see something more solid happen with the dollar. Either it plummets or it just sort of balances out.
All right, Anthony, thanks for being here and telling us your predictions. Just trying to figure out what will 2010 look like in terms of the financial future for the country. As I said, we're calling this the Great Recession now. Anthony here thinks that the recovery will be a little bit of a faux recovery, perhaps not exactly what we need until the very next year, 2011.